Let's take up a dispute now in U.S. track and field. A sentence from the contract that all athletes on the team for this month's World Championships in Beijing have to sign reads, "I will dress appropriately and respectfully for all team functions, wearing the designated team uniforms provided by USATF." That designated uniform is made by Nike, which spends millions of dollars sponsoring USA track and field. But Nick Simmons, the 800-meter U.S. champ, refused to sign the contract, and so he's off the roster. He is not going to the Worlds. Nick is with us from Seattle. And Nick, we know you're sponsored by Brooks, another company. But is that the reason you didn't sign?
No, I am sponsored by Brooks, and they've been a great supporter. And I understand that the Team USA kit is manufactured by Nike. And I actually have no problem with wearing that kit at all official team functions. The heart of the issue here is that USATF in their contract, they never bothered to define what is an official team function. That's really confusing for me and a lot of the athletes. You know, as a Brooks athlete, I'm contractually obligated to wear Brooks at all moments that are not deemed official team functions. So I was simply asking for some clarification.
Well, in fact, in the past, you've been outside of the competition and been asked to take off your Brooks clothing.
Yeah, in 2014, I was a member of Team USA that was out in Sopot, Poland for the World Indoor Championships. And again, I was under contract with Brooks then, and I was wearing my Brooks gear at all times that, in my opinion, was not an official team function, and I was bullied and harassed by USATF officials to take it off. At times, you know, just in the morning having a cup of coffee wearing a jacket, I was asked to remove it. And so that's why I absolutely had to have clarification this time around on what was and was not an official Team USA function.
Well, it feels like that may almost become a moot point, because do we understand that the contract also requires that you don't even bring gear other than Nike gear?
Well, and that's exactly what I'm talking about when I say that there's bullying going on. I was sent a letter from USATF saying, don't even pack anything that's not Team USA, Nike, or non-branded apparel, which leads me to believe that they think an official Team USA function is the moment I leave my apartment here in Seattle till the moment I return, which is an absolute huge overreach of their obligations, and it's a violation of my rights.
Well, yeah, and that's your claim, but on the other hand, Nike is supporting what you do. They've extended their partnership with USA Track and Field through 2040, a reported $500 million, according to USATF. That revenue gets shared with the runners. Are you biting the hand that feeds you?
My response to that is twofold. First of all, a recent economic study came out that shows that USATF shares roughly 8% of their gross revenue with the athletes. Compare that to a sport like the NBA that has a 50% revenue sharing model. 8% is offensively low. And then, of course, along those lines, I'm happy to wear Nike. This was never an issue about me not wearing Nike or not giving USATF a return on that obligation. I just simply need to know when I am supposed to wear it. I actually had the pleasure of speaking with a Nike VP the other day who said that USATF is asking for things that go well beyond the contract that they have with Nike. So I just don't understand why it was so hard for them to define what an official team function was.
Well, you mentioned the study that showed this low revenue sharing. That was from Smith College and an economist there. The New York Times reports on that. But they also report that a spokeswoman for USA Track and Field disputes it. They say the federation shares about 50% of its 2015 budget of $30 million with athletes, and it comes in the form of prize money, training, travel, coaching stipends, health insurance, television production costs. In other words, they get you out there. They train you.
True,
they travel you, put you on TV.
This is very creative bookkeeping. They list paying the officials as athlete support. You know, that's simply not true. Or hosting the event or TV broadcasting rights. Those have nothing to do with athlete support. So while I agree that it's probably slightly higher than 8, it is a far, far cry from 50%.
Yeah. Is this, you know, part of this fans can relate to. It is dizzying to try to watch competitions and feel that the athletes are literally walking advertising.
We are, though. That's actually true. We are billboards, walking billboards. This is not a hobby for me. I think sometimes when people watch their Olympians, they think, oh, well, this is just – they're amateurs, and this is a cute little hobby that they do. This is a full-time job for me, and I've incorporated my business, Nick Simmons LLC. I'm the CEO of that business, and I have a responsibility as as a business owner to make sure that I protect my contracts with my partners. And Brooks Running has been great to me. They helped me back from injury last year, and without their support, there's absolutely no way I could have made this team. I have an obligation to honor my commitment to Brooks Running, and in doing that, I have to know what an official team function is so that I can give them an appropriate return on investment, and also so that I do mind the obligations of USATF. I don't want to negate their obligations. I just simply want to put my name to a contract that defines the terms of the contract.
You've been one of the most aggressive athletes at considering yourself a brand and wanting to own that brand, and that's what we're hearing, want to have some control over it. But you're not running. And so that no brand is going to be running around inside the bird's nest in Beijing, the stadium we all remember from the 2008 Olympics. Are you going to watch when you won't, you know, the race you won't be in?
I'm the defending silver medalist. I belong in that race. I've done everything that USATF demanded of me, except for sign a vague and ambiguously written contract. I belong out there, and I know I'm in the kind of shape that it takes to win a medal for my country. So in one sense, I have to know how the race unfolds. In the other, the idea of watching a race that I know I belong in, it's going to be very difficult for me.
That's runner Nick Simmons. The race he's talking about is August 25th in Beijing. And we'll follow this story. Nick, thank you.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.